Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, January 29, 2025.
Lukashenko's re-election and Belarus economic outlook. On January 27, 2025, Alexander Lukashenko secured his re-election as president of Belarus, winning 86.82% of the votes, according to preliminary results. This victory is expected to bring a sense of calm to the political landscape and support ongoing economic growth. Despite facing increasing sanctions from Western nations, the Belarusian economy has shown toughness, with a 4% rise in total economic output in 2024, largely driven by a 5.4% increase in industrial production. Additionally, the money Belarusians can spend after taxes rose by 9.5% from January to November 2024 compared to the previous year, although worries about inflation persist at 5.2%. Lukashenko's administration is focused on improving economic stability and boosting the digital economy, along with enhancing agricultural competitiveness. In foreign policy, Belarus became a full member of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in 2024 and formalized its partnership in the BRICS group, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. These moves aim to strengthen Belarus' international influence amid ongoing tensions with opposition groups and the potential for continued political repression. The implications of Lukashenko's re-election extend beyond Belarus, affecting regional stability and international relations.
China's groundbreaking fusion research facility. China is building a groundbreaking laser-ignited fusion research facility in Mianyang, Sichuan Province. Experts believe this facility could greatly enhance nuclear weapons design and lead to advancements in clean energy. Satellite images reveal a layout with four arms for laser bays and a central experiment bay for different forms of hydrogen. Decker Eveleth from CNA Corp highlights that this experiment bay is about 50% larger than the one at the U.S. National Ignition Facility, which made headlines in 2022 for producing more energy than it consumed. Eveleth warns that any country with a facility like this could gain confidence in nuclear weapons designs without actual testing. The Chinese government has not commented on this development, redirecting inquiries to the competent authority. The potential of fusion energy is immense, offering a nearly limitless clean energy source that mimics the sun's power. What could this mean for our future and global security?
Taiwan's semiconductor industry and U.S. tariff threats. Taiwan's government recently highlighted the semiconductor industry as a mutually beneficial model for both Taiwan and the U.S., responding to tariff threats from President Donald Trump. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, is the world's largest contract chipmaker, supplying essential chips to tech giants like Apple and Nvidia. Trump plans to impose tariffs on imported chips, pharmaceuticals, and steel to encourage U.S. production. However, Taiwan's economy minister Kuo Jiayuai is confident that these tariffs will have minimal impact due to Taiwan's technological advantage. Last year, Taiwan's trade surplus with the U.S. surged by 83%, hitting a record $111.4 billion. This growth underscores the semiconductor industry's critical role in the U.S. economy and the strong partnership between the two nations. As these economic ties deepen, what could this mean for the future of technology and consumers?
Google challenges record EU fine. Google is taking a bold step to challenge a staggering €4.3 billion antitrust fine imposed by the European Union. This fine stems from claims that Google used its Android operating system to hurt competitors and limit consumer choices. Although a lower tribunal reduced the fine to €4.1 billion in 2021, Google argues that this penalty punishes its innovation and competitive edge. Alfonso Lamadrid, Google's lawyer, insists that the European Commission failed to meet its legal duties and made several errors. The appeal is currently being heard by the Court of Justice of the European Union in Luxembourg. This case is part of a larger effort by the EU to regulate big tech companies and ensure fair competition in the digital marketplace. The outcome could significantly influence the tech industry and set a precedent for future cases. As the legal battle unfolds, the tech world is watching closely, aware that this ruling may reshape how companies operate within the EU and beyond.
OpenAI's copyright lawsuit in India. OpenAI, the The tech company backed by Microsoft is facing a major copyright lawsuit in India involving some of the country's largest media companies owned by billionaires Gautam Adani and Mukesh Ambani. This legal battle raises important concerns about how copyrighted content is used to train artificial intelligence models. The case began in 2024 when the news agency Asian News International, or ANI, filed a complaint against OpenAI. As of January 28, 2025, OpenAI is trying to block these media companies from joining the lawsuit, arguing that its ChatGPT service only uses publicly available information and adheres to fair use rules. OpenAI's lawyer, Amit Sibal, has expressed objections to the media's involvement and plans to respond in writing. The case is set for another hearing in February 2025, highlighting the ongoing challenges AI companies face with copyright issues. The outcome could reshape the future of AI in India, a crucial market for OpenAI. Additionally, the Federation of Indian Publishers has joined the fight, claiming that ChatGPT's outputs harm their business by using unlicensed content. This lawsuit reflects a growing trend of courts addressing the intersection of technology and copyright law.
Visa partners with X to transform digital payments. Visa has joined forces with X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, founded by Elon Musk. This partnership aims to enhance digital payments for X users, turning it into an everything app that combines messaging, social networking, and payments, similar to WeChat in China. Since 2020, digital payments in the United States have surged, largely due to the COVID-19 pandemic, prompting Visa and MasterCard to invest heavily in payment technologies. Musk's acquisition of Twitter for $44 billion in April 2022 set the stage for his vision of X as a super app. Linda Yaccarino, the CEO of X, is excited about new features like XTV and X Money. With this collaboration, X users will be able to quickly fund their wallets and connect debit cards for easy peer-to-peer payments. This integration could significantly change how we interact with financial services, offering greater convenience while raising important questions about privacy and security. The Visa X partnership marks a key moment in the evolution of digital payments, reflecting a trend of merging financial services with our everyday lives.
Putin's call for peace with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has stressed the need for a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine in a recent interview in Moscow. He emphasized that any deal must ensure long-term security for both nations and be signed by recognized Ukrainian leaders. Amid rising tensions, Putin claimed that Volodymyr Zelensky is no longer the rightful president of Ukraine and urged the country to revoke a decree that bans negotiations with Russia. The conflict, which began in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, has intensified since military action started in February 2022. This ongoing struggle has led to serious humanitarian crises and increased tensions in Eastern Europe. The international community continues to debate Zelensky's legitimacy, complicating the chances for a peace agreement. A successful resolution could stabilize the region, but failure to negotiate may lead to further conflict, impacting global security and economic conditions. What does this mean for the future of Ukraine?
U.S. stock market rebounds with tech surge. On January 28, 2025, the U.S. stock market surged, especially in the technology sector, following a major sell-off driven by worries about competition from Chinese AI companies. The Dow Jones jumped 136.77 points to reach 44,850.35, while the S&P 500 gained 55.42 points, climbing to 6,067.7. The Nasdaq Composite saw a remarkable rise of 391.75 points, hitting 19,733.59. Despite eight sectors in the S&P 500 closing lower, technology and communication services led the way, fueled by renewed confidence in AI. NVIDIA rebounded sharply, closing 8.82% higher after a staggering loss of $589 billion in market value the day before. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, praised the competition from DeepSeek, calling it an impressive model. Meanwhile, The Federal Reserve's ongoing policy meeting kept traders on edge as they awaited clarity on monetary strategies for 2025. Optimism about a broader recovery in corporate earnings also provided support, highlighted by Starbucks, which reported stronger than expected quarterly earnings despite ongoing challenges.
Climate change and wildfire risk in Southern California. A recent report from the World Weather Attribution Group reveals that climate change has made wildfires in Southern California about 35% more likely. This alarming trend has led to the tragic loss of at least 29 lives and the destruction of over 16,000 buildings, including homes and schools. In Los Angeles, a fierce windstorm combined with an extended dry spell created a dangerous situation for fires. Climatology professor John Abatsoglu and geography professor Park Williams highlight that the region now experiences an average of 23 extra dry days each year, increasing wildfire risks during seasonal Santa Ana winds. The report identifies four key factors that contribute to wildfires: burnable vegetation, dry conditions, an ignition source, and extreme weather. Researchers found that the conditions leading to the recent fires are expected to occur once every 17 years in today's climate, compared to once every 23 years without climate change. This serves as a critical reminder of the urgent need to tackle climate change and its growing impact on our weather patterns, which pose serious risks to communities and ecosystems in Southern California and beyond.
Italian Prime Minister under investigation. A political storm is brewing in Italy as Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni faces a serious legal inquiry. This follows her controversial decision to release Osama El-Masrin Jim, a Libyan police officer wanted for severe human rights violations by the International Criminal Court. Jim was detained in Turin, but was freed just days later and flown back to Libya on an Italian state aircraft. The ICC is worried about not being consulted and has demanded answers from the Italian government. Meloni stated that the inquiry was initiated by Rome's chief prosecutor, Francesco Lavoy, and involves Justice Minister Carlo Nordio and Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi. She emphasized that being under investigation does not imply guilt or require her to resign. This situation raises significant questions about Italy's commitment to international law and its relationship with Libya. The implications could shake public confidence in the government and affect Italy's foreign policy. What does this mean for Italy's role on the global stage?
Court blocks Trump's funding freeze. President Donald Trump faced a major blow when a federal judge halted his attempt to freeze hundreds of billions of dollars in federal aid just minutes before it was set to start. U.S. District Judge Loren Alikhan ruled that the freeze would disrupt critical services for millions of Americans. This proposed funding halt threatened thousands of programs in healthcare, education, and infrastructure, drawing sharp criticism from Democrats who labeled it an overreach of presidential power. Senator Ron Wyden pointed out that the freeze had already affected payments to doctors and preschool teachers across all 50 states, putting Medicaid, which serves around 70 million low-income Americans, at risk. The Trump administration defended the freeze as a way to align federal aid with its priorities, but it faced legal challenges from Democratic state attorneys general. Meanwhile, the Justice Department announced a pause on $4 billion in funding, including aid for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Democrats condemned the funding freeze as harmful and unlawful, with Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer calling it destructive and cruel. This situation highlights the ongoing tensions between the Trump administration and Congress over federal spending and priorities.
Russia pushes to restart gas transit through Ukraine. On January 28, 2025, the Kremlin announced its intention to restart the transit of natural gas through Ukraine, following current talks with the European Commission about gas supplies to Europe. Shipments of Russian gas via Ukraine stopped on January 1, 2025, after Ukraine chose not to renew the transit contract due to ongoing conflict with Russia. Central European nations, Slovakia and Hungary, are urging the European Union to step in and restore gas flow. Hungary has received guarantees from the European Commission regarding its energy supply, which is crucial for Hungary to consider renewing EU sanctions against Russia. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, stated that Russia is eager to continue trade if there are buyers for its gas, highlighting its competitive edge over American liquefied natural gas. Meanwhile, Slovakia welcomed the EU's commitment to keep discussions with Ukraine about renewing gas transit alive. Currently, Russia is exporting natural gas to southern and central Europe through the Turkstream pipeline, which runs under the Black Sea. The ongoing negotiations and the political situation surrounding gas supplies are essential for energy security in Europe.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.